Well, welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, June 8th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off this week, a new report from Bloomberg includes more details on Apple's plans to offer 0% financing of its products with Apple Card. In December, Apple launched a new iPhone 0% financing option for Apple Card users, and during Apple's most recent earnings call with investors, Tim Cook said that Apple had similar plans for its other products. Bloomberg now reports that Apple will offer 12-month financing with 0% interest for the iPad and Mac lineups, as well as Apple Pencil and the Pro Display XDR. For cheaper products like the Apple TV, AirPods, and HomePod, Apple will offer 0% financing for 6 months. But because the financing requires an Apple Card, it means the offer will be limited to the United States for the foreseeable future. Goldman Sachs has said that it is interested in bringing Apple Card to more geographic markets, but nothing has been announced just yet. In the past, Apple has run 0% financing promotions in partnership with third parties like Barclaycard, but now that it has its own credit card, it is gradually moving all promotions to be based on Apple Card. Apple has yet to officially launch these new financing options for Apple Card users, but we expect an announcement sooner rather than later. In other news, Apple has announced that it is launching an open-source project designed for developers of password managers. The goal here is to make it easier for developers to create strong passwords that are compatible with popular websites. Apple's iCloud Keychain platform is already able to generate strong passwords at the time of account creation or when you change a password. The new Password Manager Resources open-source project aims to extend that capability to third-party password managers as well. The project allows developers to integrate website-specific requirements used by the iCloud Keychain Password Manager to generate strong, unique passwords. The open-source project also contains collections of websites known to share a sign-in system, links to those websites' pages where users can change passwords, and much more. Apple says there are three main benefits to this open-source project. First and foremost, by sharing resources, all password managers can improve their quality with less work than it'd take for any individual password manager to achieve the same effect. Second, password managers can offer an incentive for websites to use standards or emerging standards to improve their compatibility with password managers. And finally, by improving the quality of password managers, Apple says it can also improve user trust in them as a concept, which benefits everyone. The new open source Password Manager Resources project is available on Apple's GitHub page and available to everyone. You can learn more at the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, it appears that Apple will soon expand the Apple Watch ECG and irregular heart rhythm notifications features to Brazil and Japan. Brazil's Health and Regulatory Agency, which is equivalent to the FDA in the US, has approved Apple's ECG app in the country. The Brazilian government made an official statement mentioning that both the electrocardiogram feature and the irregular heart rhythm feature can now be enabled in Brazil. And additionally, Apple is also now registered as a certified manufacturer in Japan's Pharmaceuticals and Medical Devices Agency. But what's important to keep in mind is that even with this new permission from local governments, the ECG app is not automatically made available to users in Brazil and Japan. In general, Apple needs to release a watchOS update in order to enable the ECG and irregular heart rhythm features in new countries. Apple is currently beta testing watchOS 6.2.8, and it's possible that these features come to Brazil and Japan when the update is publicly released. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.